Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Well, thank you, Dave. What a pleasure it is to be here. And yes, we are very much aware that it's Friday and not Thursday. Look, this is the Reader's Digest version of this story. We were not sure yesterday that my son would have oral surgery. It's a long story. It's a painful story in a few ways, but suffice it to say that he had the oral surgery with very tricky wisdom teeth. So he's resting at home, couldn't do the show yesterday. So the wonderful Ronnie Barrage from Ben Barrage is here today in the second hour of the show. I'm really tickled. And I don't usually do this either, but I have to make note of this because the cool thing about living in this region is that you get to spend so much time with different talented artists, some of them supremely talented, like Federico Pena. And his band will be in Baltimore coming up very soon, matter of fact, the 16th. Everybody and his mama is playing on May 16th, but I wanted you to be aware of this because of the very cool venue. It's this place I really wasn't even aware of, and it is called The Living Well. So keep that in mind. We're going to be talking about that a little bit more in the course of the show and welcoming Ronnie and maybe some more next hour. We always start the hour, if we don't have a guest, with something classic. I see no reason why we should not have that tradition today. Eric Dolphy from 1964, from Out to Lunch on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Mm-hmm.
is Hybrid Jazz.
Thank you. A groove and love is still advancing. Nothing to do but waltz. You can't suggest that we could go on jitterbugging. We've nothing left for moves more strenuous than hugging. We don't need much room to gently cut a rug in. We two. From head to toe, my body's feeling loose and warm and kind of supple. Nothing to do but waltz. The minutes slip away, my arms just won't let go. I think I'd like to stay till we're the only couple. Half the night with me if I would let you. So come on, baby, do this waltz with me one more time. Saddle, yaddle, we are in there, yaddle, we are in there, yaddle, we are in there. Oh, nothing to do but waltz. Say up there, way up there, day up, we are in there, yaddle, we are in there. Nothing to do but walk. Do you do a yo-de-yo? So do the wee. So do 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 do. the crowd is almost gone, but here we are still dancing. Nothing to do but waltz. I feel can barely move, my legs are yelling whoa, but we're in such a groove, and love is still advancing. Nothing to do but waltz. It's nice to feel us both get hot beneath the collar. Where else could you get thrills like this for just a dollar? I plan to keep you here all night, unless you holler. So come on, baby, let's do this one more time. The night is getting on, baby. The band is getting slow. Oh no, the crowd is almost gone. I'm tired and out of juice, baby. But my body's feeling loose, baby. Come on, let's do this waltz one more time, baby. I know you'd keep me up half the night if I would let you, baby. Oh, but no, no, no. Let's do this waltz one more time. I'm tired and out of juice, but my body's feeling loose. Come on, baby, do this waltz one more time, baby.
Well, you know, Chris McNulty enjoyed that recording a little too much. She had some fun doing that, and she had to let loose because this was a monumental album for her to have recorded. Chris McNulty is one of those wonderful human beings that I couldn't possibly tell you enough about. When she recorded the song that sings you here, I guess it had to be in the wake of the many months that followed her son's passing. And she needed to get so much out of her system. She needed to feel joy. She needed to feel something other than numb. So there are quite a few songs on this CD that are songs that you can perceive of to be sad, but not this one. And this is one of those Fats Waller songs that make you pop and sing and make you glad about living. And I'm telling you this from personal experience, you just need to be glad that you got up this morning. And I'm not going to say any more than that, but Chris is in Perth as we speak. She is going to be part of the Perth International Jazz Festival that's happening through Mother's Day this Sunday, and she's having a ball, even though she has showed up to at least one interview thinking it was going to be on radio and not TV, so she didn't wear any makeup, and she was a little jet-lagged. So if you see something on her Facebook page, know that ahead of time. She's remarkable. She's doing so many different kinds of creative things, and so much of it for her son, Sam, otherwise known as Chap One, one of the most amazing hip-hop artists that you would ever hear. We've actually played a couple of his songs here on Hybrid Jazz. We'll do that again. We heard Winslow Dynasty, second song. Woo! Dante Winslow is something else, man. Trumpeter, producer, rapper, educator. Last time we checked in was over in Denmark, and he said on one of his pages, there's a couple floating around, he and wife Mashika, who was also a trip. They keep these pages alive and well, always manned, if you know what I mean. There's not an hour or two that goes by without somebody writing something. So Dante was with Justin Timberlake. He has this huge tour with Justin, and in Denmark, he said, the food is good, the atmosphere is great, and the women are something else if you're a single man. I'm telling you, if Mashika saw that, there's going to be some answers that he needs to explain. So, Winslow Dynasty with Kings was the second song from Enter the Dynasty. Beautiful stuff. Kirk Whalum on saxophone and George Spanky McCurdy on drums. So many stars are on this CD. It's exceptional because Dante took everything that was in his background, and there's a lot. There is complete, overwhelming, wonderful, fresh jazz. We're talking about the Peabody Young Maestro Award winner here, so there's lots of that. But there's also classical and rhythm and blues and gospel. He feels the music to his core, and that's why Justin Timberlake loves him so much. And I told Dante when he was on the show that just as much as he needs Justin, Justin needs him, because everything that falls out of Dante's mouth is practically gospel anyway. He's just an incredible person. We heard Eric Dolphy from 1964. Oh, my. So, so good. Something Sweet, Something Tender, the name of the track. One of those core collections from the Penguin Guide to Jazz. Can't say enough about this particular LP. And, no wonder, Richard Davis on bass, Tony Williams, age 18. Yeah. Playing at the time in 1964, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet and Bobby Hutcherson on vibes. Beautiful. Alto sax, flautist, bass clarinetist. That was Eric, and he left us too soon. He was in the school orchestra at the age of 6, so he started early and lived a life that most people who were 70 or 80 wouldn't have lived. But, man, you know the circumstances probably that post-recording of this, he was on tour with Charlie Mingus, and in Germany he passed away. Folks in the hospital did not recognize the signs. This is what I have heard through the years, and we weren't there, so we don't know. But the perception was that he was one of these jazz recording artists from America, so therefore he had a drug problem or a drinking problem, but they did not recognize the signs of diabetic distress. So that's how he passed away. What a legacy he left, though. Woo! I'm telling you. One of the premier jazz cats of our existence. Amazing stuff. We have Ronnie Barash coming up next hour. Love to say that name. It's French. This is what he said about his name. I love this. I have to get it so you understand. He said, because I said to him, I'm not going to assume I know how to pronounce your name. So is it like barrage of gunfire, but this is actually barrage? And he said, yes, Trish, you are correct, like a barrage of sound joyfully constructed through music. Go ahead with your bad self, Ronnie. I love that. Coming up, I told you about this date, right? May 16th? This next Friday, a lot of people are going to be playing this week into next weekend. Two of those guys, with guys that we have spoken of so highly on the show, because they were with Anita, Geneva, and Micah at that special show a week or so ago in D.C., Kevin Walker, Kevin Howard, and Kenneth Trusty will be backing up Joel Del Rosario and Sure Will. They're going to do by their side-by-side live tour at Bethesda Blues and Jazz next Friday. And here they are. Title track of Side by Side from just last year on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. This is Hybrid Jazz. Leaves you wanting more. Just 2.5 minutes of that song, the classic Round Midnight. I love it when this kind of vocalist, and actually there is no one like Miche, when he wraps his vocal cords around something that is classic like that, it redefines the classic. And then he's got his own songs. He's one of the most interesting entertainers I have ever come across, and I think that you'll find that out when you go to michefambro.com, michefambro. You know, of course, if you listen to the show at all over the past few years, that Miche has been with us a few times, and I don't see why that would ever change. This is something new from his CD, Between You and Me. Just brand new, matter of fact. We've been going round and round because I needed to have certain kinds of files for Blog Talk Radio. So he made sure he came through and was kind of sweating bullets in the meantime. On his website, you will see that the description of him, says Miche, goes like this: singer-songwriter, Philly soul meets urbane folk. Yeah, and more. If you could see the kinds of dates that he's going to have, he has very interesting places where he has played and where he will play, including some sort of chateau in France that's coming up, and the quirkier places that no one else would necessarily even know existed, but Miche knows. Oh. And what he doesn't know, wife Wendy knows. Always had such interesting conversations behind the scenes, and now that the writing is on the wall about my son and I moving to Florida, we're trying to entice Miche and Wendy to think along those lines, because it would just be great if Miche was perceived to be in a really cool location, the big kahuna, because honestly, for so many of us, he is that in our minds, and the rest of the world needs to catch up, so we're trying very hard to do that. Bear with us. Miche Fambro, Round Midnight. David Bach, Other World. That's the name of the CD that is doing exceptionally well. And I need to tell you something about David. He's going to be involved in this incredible benefit for Towson High School. That's a little suburb of Baltimore. And this is going to be June the 8th. It's called High Schoolers and Headliners Making Music. So it will benefit the music department there. And then it's going to showcase David with a CD release party for Other World. And then it's also going to star Andrew New, and you'll hear some of the students get to play. It's so cool. Let me see if I can find the website so I can direct you. Let's see. I have to really get up close and personal with a couple of pairs of glasses here. Actually, you can go to davidbachmusic.com, of course. That would make perfect sense. Go there and find out what you need to know. So if you're in the area or can be, that's a few weeks away. Something terribly worthwhile. The song you heard from the CD was Angels, and that was with Carla Chisholm. Carla's been a guest here too, as has David. Carla will be at Blues Alley coming up on the 23rd. So there's a chance for you to come to D.C. Maybe you want to take in a concert by one of our specially loved vocalists in the region. She is an absolute treasure. We heard Joel Del Rosario and Sure Will. A couple of guys from different parts of the world got together and are like frick and frack. I am not sure how this chemistry came to be. You cannot explain chemistry, can you? Whew. Anyway, guitarist meets keyboardist. Something magic happens. You heard it. Yolanda's in the chat room. She knows. What you heard is side-by-side title track of their CD. I play this for you because Joel and Will be at Bethesda Blues and Jazz on May 16th with some of the best that we have in the region and beyond to back them up. It's going to be very cool. I think it's going to be televised as well, so that may give you an added impetus to go, but side-by-side is what you heard. BethesdaBluesJazz.com is where to go to get your tickets. I think, honestly, that it's going to be a situation that will be close to a sellout, if not a complete sellout. So please be advised. And thank you, Derek, for giving me the word on this, because otherwise I may not have known. Coming up for you, also at Bethesda Blues and Jazz later this month, yes, Band Barrage. I just love to say it. Look, this CD called Heal is something very unique. You talk about a hybrid CD? Wait till you hear Ronnie talk about this. He may have some of the band with him. We're not sure, but that's going to be in less than 10 minutes from now. So we're going to play something in the meantime by Grover Washington Jr. Can we do that? From 1980? I've been missing Michael Jackson recently, and I love the way Grover treated this. I can't help it on Hyper Jazz. Thank you. This is Hybrid Jazz. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. The beauty of having done this show, having started this show in 2011, is that once the word has gotten out, the most interesting folks have come to find me because people seem to resonate with the word hybrid so much, and what you have just heard is truly that. It's so exciting to see that artists are not only thinking outside of the box, but creating the own dadgum box. Seriously, this individual is so gifted in his creativity and his passion, and then his background, it's just insane who Ronnie Barash has played with. Drummer, keyboardist, composer, extremely rare kind of teacher, and I want to delve into that. But what you just heard is the title track from Band Barash. It's called Heal, and it's a pleasure to introduce to you, yay, Ronnie Barash. Hey, Ronnie.
Hey, Trish, how are you?
I'm better now. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm doing extremely good. The weather has finally broke. Of course, we don't have a spring. It went from cold to hot, but I'm happy.
I know. Yeah. Doesn't that happen too often? That's just crazy, but we'll take it. We'll take it.
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely take it. This was a long, hard winter up here.
Ooh. Oh, my. Yeah, and listen, where exactly are you? Because I know you've taught everywhere.
Yeah, well, I'm up now. I've been on the main campus of Penn State, so I've been in Bellefonte, Pennsylvania, about 5 minutes outside of State College, Pennsylvania. That's where they call it Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. It's up
oh,
in the mountains.
Yeah.
It wasn't so happy this winter, though. It's pretty gloomy.
Well, look, I got to tell you this. I'm a Philadelphia girl, but there is a definite line of demarcation from where we are, where we were in Philadelphia, where I was born and raised. And then there are other parts of Pennsylvania that are pretty much referred to as Pennsyltucky.
Right. Well, that's where I live. I'm up in Pennsyltucky. Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
I hear you. Yeah. Well, listen, I'm glad that we had this opportunity because this was a little ways in planning this. I guess you're just excited as all get out about this CD and the possibilities, aren't you?
Oh, we definitely are. The CD has been getting really good praise and acclaim from fans. It's diverse. I'm sure you listen to it. Each song, song sounds like another song. And,
no.
That's part of who I am as a composer. I've gotten about 8 recordings on my own label that, and they all sound different. However, they are, I kind of pride myself in trying to produce quality music so that it's accessible to, you know, the new generation that needs to hear the high tech quality. So that's in
yes.
there. But we love to play music. We don't like to play like a bunch of electronic pre-programmed things like that. We actually compose, and so that's what you'll hear on this recording is freshly composed music that is diverse and hopefully, interesting to a lot of different people that not only like jazz, but they like rock and roll and rhythm and blues and funk and things like that.
Oh, for sure. Gosh, in trying to figure out how to feature you to do the teaser for the show, knowing that you were going to be on today, I was thinking how I could describe what Band Barrage was all about. And it very clearly says in one description of your music that you have roots in jazz. But you know what? I also put after that, but the vines that you have grow in varying countries. And
yes.
in varying genres, because you are apt to hear, and you will hear, Africa, Cuba, Brazil, rock, pop, fusion, funk, the blues, all on this CD.
Yeah. Yes, that's true. And a little bit of gospel, too.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite songs, and it's a longer song, so I'll leave it for the end, but I really loved Baptism.
Yes. Yes, that song is very, very close to me. It happened, I composed it not too long ago. I was, went back and gave myself to the Lord again,
Bless
and was baptized, and then as soon as I... I went home and that song came to me in its entirety. So,
woo!
And my vocalist, she just like when I told her about it and gave her the words, I was in tears when we recorded that song. She captured exactly what I was feeling.
Wow.
So it's and that song, I a couple of my friends actually, a good friend of mine who's writing for Jazz Times, she sent me an email and she says, "I'm crying right now because I'm listening to the Baptism, but I'm so happy." So I was like, "Great!"
Oh, wow! Wow! And that's another thing. This CD, if someone is looking for something that is going to not just sit at your earlobe, but challenge you to listen and feel the energy coming from different songs. It's not only different kinds of genres here, but the different journey from Martinique until the end, Mr. Drums. I mean, this is, it just has these winding roads of feelings to take you different places, because look, you went from a time in America with three K's to baptism.
Yes. Well, that, and you know, that was the concept. It's all about healing, right? So I wanted
yep.
to evoke some different things from the rhythms of time in America to coming down and just experiencing that, hey, you know, we all have to heal. Some of us heal spiritually, some of us heal, you know, mentally, emotionally. We need yoga. Some of us heal by going to people that we thought we grew up to hate and just embracing them and saying, you know, we need to move on as a race of human beings. It's just, so we're in 2014 and we still have so much separatism and racism and hatred. It's just we're not moving where we should be as human beings. You
yes.
know, and that's what those two pieces, they're supposed to do. They're supposed to get you excited and then bring you down, and just so you can think about your process of what you need to do as an individual to heal, because we all have, you know, we all have things in our lives that we need to heal and overcome to move forward, to raise our children correctly, to, you know, keep from having ulcers and bad health issues come upon us. We need to heal.
We really do, and gosh, I didn't know that the conversation might go this direction, but you seem to be the kind of person who can absolutely understand. You're an evolved person, and you choose to be evolved. The whole idea of calling this CD Heal is really important, and what you just said, so many are in denial about America not having racism. Here's the situation. We have to keep it real. We cannot front any longer. It took Barack Obama to be elected for us to realize the depth of racism that we have in this country. No one was prepared for the onslaught of what we're experiencing now. I mean, it's almost like a physical slap sometimes, isn't it, Ronnie?
Oh, it is. It is. It is a physical slap. I mean, if you're in embracing the changes that we have to embrace in the world, first of all, but right in our country, and you see these types of atrocities and the things that are being said about our own, you know, our neighbors, it's just incredible. To me, it physically hurts me, you know?
Yes.
And I have to go to an instrument. I have to go somewhere, and I have to do something, pray, play to bring about healing in myself so I can continue to go forward, you know? Because,
honestly.
And you are absolutely right. It's so many people that are just in denial. And, you know, we have to wake up because we're so far behind. We have so many issues that are not just pertaining to us as individuals, but we have global issues. I mean, the things that we started out talking about, the environment, you know, I mean, our weather going from hot to cold to hot, no springtime, our kids not being able to see the things that we grew up with and experience those smells. We have a lot of issues we need to deal with as, you know, that are We need to deal with a lot of things. We need to come together. We need to bring our minds together, our efforts together, our you know, those of us with work ethics. We have to come together and just move forward as like one entity. You know, in this country in particular, we have so many things that we need to just wake up, deal with them, find a way to heal ourselves, and move forward together, because it's terrible. I mean, it's really terrible. I don't want to get too dark because
no.
I am also very optimistic, and I do know that we can have the change that's needed, you know, for us to be better and for us to embrace one another with our differences and to make a difference, you know. My thing is that I don't want my children to come up seeing this type of stuff, my grandchildren, you know, I mean, It's no reason for it, you know.
You are absolutely right, and I'm glad you said what you just said, which is kind of a disclaimer, because now I think that we are ready to get our priorities situated again. If you have taken note, have you felt the groundswell for the global efforts to get our Nigerian girls back? Have you felt that?
Oh, most definitely. Most
oh, my
definitely.
Gosh.
My wife and I were reading this article, too, how, you know, there's all these possibilities of all of this stuff still being connected to the CIA and all of these types of things. And it's like, but at the same time, you know, like on my Facebook page, I post all the time, always, you know, different aspects and different scenarios. But everything that I've been posting about tonight, this whole thing, it's like I've been getting so many comments of people who are concerned. They are concerned, and they're trying to say, okay, well, what can we do?
Exactly.
I think the main thing is that everybody is now talking about it, you know.
Yep.
And that's a good thing. I mean, that's why I say I know we have, you know, there's a force out there that we can come together and change what's going on here as well, you know. But we do have a contingency of people that are just like, you know, I'm tired of these things happening, and it's just getting swept under the rug, you know.
That is exactly
yeah.
right, and I think that we're not going to. I think that in our own way, all of us do care, but we have to concern ourselves with what we get so impassioned about, because we get swept up in the negativity, and we have to start
right.
getting swept up in the positivity.
Positivity, yes.
Yes.
Yes
so
indeed.
At every
yes,
turn.
Indeed.
What we have to do, and you're doing it, Ronnie, you change the negative into a positive. You turn the page so that people can't go down that road into the abyss. You kind of open the door to let us see, and this is why I'm so intrigued with HEAL, because I get it. I get it. Yeah. Yeah,
good
for you.
It feels good that, you know, the folks that have gotten that CD, I've gotten so much positive response. I'm just so happy. I hope it touches on people, and I hope it you know, like you said, you know, it makes them want to listen and makes them want to engage, and I hope it gives them some type of outlet to, you know, find healing and to share with other people so that they can find it as well. That's what it's all about for me, first of all, being an artist. It's always been like that. You know, that's why, you know, I have an extensive history and experience in the music, but, you know, I'm not that well-known in this country. And it's because I didn't, you know, I'm not out here trying to be, you know, some big pop star or something. I'm trying to make a difference with the work that I do. So each project that I engage in, it's you know, I'm thinking about it. And in ways that hopefully, you know, it grabs an audience and people know that they're going to experience a journey or something different that they wouldn't experience usually if they're just going to hear, you know, some music that they can eat dinner over or something like that.
Right.
They have to be engaged.
Look, the history of who you have played with speaks for itself because, you know, we run across, Ronnie, you and I both, so many people who, and Kirk Whalum and I had an interesting discussion about this one day, because he said that when he got involved in the business, he was getting involved because basically the Dire Straits song, The Chicks for Free, because of the women and maybe the glory. And then he found his rhythm after he got involved in music because he realized how much music meant to him. With you, it seems as if it's always been the case because you were so immersed at a very early age by all the family around you that music was just part of your soul, so you didn't have to do any fronting. So Michael Brecker heard you, Woody Shaw, Wayne Shorter, Sonny Rollins, Jaco Pastorius, McCoy Tyner, they all recognize that you got the music as opposed to you wanting to be a star.
Yeah. That's I think you hit it. I mean, and the relationship that I had with those wonderful musicians, it was just all about music all the time. I learned so much because they were so giving, and from their music, they touched so many people. They were exceptional innovators also on their instruments. So that was, I aspired as a young kid to always be challenged with who I performed with. When I was young, growing up in St. Louis, I worked with some of the heavyweights of St. Louis when I was like 12 and 13 years old, And I think that's just I think the Lord had that plan for me so that I can, but granted, I also, at a certain point in my early 20s and stuff, I had an ego because I had played with so many people, and I had to go through those things, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and women in every port and all that stuff. I don't have anything to hide. I did all of that stuff, but the thing that saved me was, in fact, the music, that it was about trying to advance the music each time I played, being grateful for the opportunities to play, Yes, there was times, like I said, during that age range where, I took for granted I was going to be working because my phone was ringing at all times, And then as life has it and as God has it, a lot of that stuff was taken away from me. So, I had to come back to really what the music does for me. And the music for me, it completes me spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically, So I have, with that in mind, it's like, you got to stay healthy. You need your body. You need all of these things to be working in tandem so that you can move forward and bring people along with the message that, is coming down to you to give them. So it's very important. Going back to the artists that I've worked with, I mean, just to be able to be on the road with such, magnitude and having – conversations with them about life and it all relating to music was just incredible for me. It's nothing that, I'm working on a couple of books and documentary that's going to highlight all of wonderful experiences. Oh, yeah, I'm heavily immersed in that right now, too, as well as composing new music for the different scenes and it. I'm trying to do something different where I'm not using the music of the period, even though I want to have footage from different things I've done earlier, but we're creating new music that enhances the emotions of what was being experienced, if you understand what I'm saying. It's a very interesting project I'm working on.
Oh, gosh. And that leads me to asking you about the other side of who Ronnie Barrage is, because you're this multi-instrumentalist and composer, and you did a whole lot. I mean, you were playing with Duke Ellington when you were 9 years old, for the love of God. So, you got yourself completely saturated in the music, much more than a lot do. And you came to New York early when you were 17, right?
Right. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But how is it that you became so, and this is the word I'm going to use, bloodthirsty to be a teacher? Because you have taught varying subjects, and it seems like you have such glee in being able to express yourself in the way of being a teacher and mentor. How did all of that come to be, Ronnie?
That was something that was kind of like the first real experience I had where I had to recognize, okay, this is real. This is something, this is part of your calling. David Friedman, who is one of the greatest vibraphonists and marimba players and percussionists ever, he's been living in Berlin for years. He was working on, as one of the top teachers in Berlin, at the Hoch School. It's like a very advanced high school for music, where they usually, most of their students, they work in conjunction with the Berlin Conservatory of Music. So there was a situation where he asked Billy Hart, he said, hey, Billy, I need somebody to come over from the States and teach like jazz ensemble. You know how you incorporate or how you interpret playing drums in the jazz ensemble. Because in Germany, you know, it was at that point they had just said that if you're going to have your PhD in music, you need to take jazz studies. You know, we're not even that deep here in America, but that's the way it was in Berlin, and this was way back in the early 80s.
Hmm.
So Billy Hart, he says, hey, Ronnie, you know, I'm not really comfortable teaching, you know, and I was just a kid. He's like, but, you know, I've learned a lot from you already, and you and I have this great relationship. How would you feel about doing that? I'm like, well, I don't know, but I'll do it, you know. If you think I can do it, then I'm going to do it. And then I talked to Dave, and he's like, of course you can do it, you know, because we had played together. So I went over there for several months as an artist in residence teaching. And I loved it, you know, because it was like the little bit that I knew at that point just about playing music and putting parts together and things like that, and to see, you know, the students get it and start to develop, you know, help them develop as who they were as players, was incredible to me. I got this incredible satisfaction and this joy, you know. So from there, things just started happening, you know. I started substitute teaching in New York for people like Buster Williams and Reggie Workman at the New School, and doing things for Jazz Mobile in New York City, and then I started teaching at the University of Arts in Philadelphia. Then another musician in Austria reached out to me because they were doing like a couple of month workshops where he wanted me to contract different musicians over here to come over there, and we started this Academy of Music at the University of St. Pölten in Austria. And I just started accepting more private students, and I just love to teach. Coming to Penn State, I wasn't hired as a music educator. I did workshops and things under Arts and Humanities and Cultural Studies for African American Studies and Integrative Arts, and essentially they were the ones that hired me. So I ended up being here for like the last seven, eight years, teaching different courses for them.
Amazing. Amazing. Wow. You really have had a truly beautiful, fleshed-out life, and I'm so glad you told me the little story about baptism, because now it just makes sense that you pay attention to what you're supposed to do in your life, and because you have paid attention for the most part, you have all these wonderful things happening now. God, it's so exciting to see your life unfold, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And every day is a new experience for me, because I, you know, first of all, I get up being blessed that I was able to wake up. You know,
being
a musician, and where I am, I've lost so many friends at early ages. It's been incredible.
I know.
But I am so thankful. And each day I try to, you know, my wife is helping me to make a checklist of, okay, you got to get this done, you got to get this done, you know, and get this done. So I get to I have like so many, I've always had so many, you know, being a multitasking musician, you know, I play drums and keyboards sometimes at the same time, and I sing at the same time as I'm doing those things. And that's just how my mind works. So now I'm to a place where, you know, she's helping me, okay, do this. I'm allotting time, you know, certain hours to devote to the documentary, certain hours to the book, you know. And I'm also back in school. I'm getting my MFAIA from Goddard, so it's
wow.
An intense program. So, you know, I have to – it's just a joy waking up each day, and I have these challenges, you know. It keeps me from – you know, looking and saying, oh, you know, I need more work this for the next 6 months in the music. But instead of focusing on that, I'm focusing on the fact that, you know, I have all of these different scenarios going on, and that I can actually bring them all to fruition. I feel that I can. I feel that, you know, the Lord is going to keep me here to do those things, you know, because I think they're going to help a lot of people in a lot of ways to hear my story and also to have an alternative to, you know, the normal stories that people live through. So it's a wonderful time. It's a very good time. Mm-hmm. I have also just working with, I think I found finally a good manager that I can work with. We're hashing out the contract now. So things are really, 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 it's a really nice space to be in at this point.
I hear it in your voice, because you can always tell when somebody is smiling in their voice that they mean what they say.
Oh, yeah.
And thank God that you have a helpmate that knows you well enough to designate times for you, because
right.
Otherwise...
Oh, yeah.
You
oh, yeah.
would be like having to be peeled off the wall. Look, here's the thing.
That's true.
Honest to goodness, who is it that ever said that creative people are also organized? It doesn't work that way. It does not work that way.
Oh, no.
You have to have somebody in your life who is able to tell you, all right, now, enough of that. You said that you wanted to do this, so it's time to go do that task. So God bless you. He gave you the perfect wife.
Yes, that's absolutely correct too. I can't be more happier. We can talk through things. Yeah, you know, we have our ups and downs. We can talk through things, and you're right. It's like, okay, this is what you said you're going to do. So just get up and do it. Do it. Make it. Get it done.
That's
so, and it. I need that for sure.
You do,
yeah.
And I want to get to another song, but I have to tell you that we have somebody in the chat room today, Joe Goldberger. Joe
okay.
wants to refresh your memory. He and you both studied, apparently, under Michael Carvin.
Oh, Tavo. Okay, yeah.
Yes. Yes. And Joe wants to remind you, he said just now, each one teach one.
That's right. That's exactly right. And that is my motto, because, it, you know, in my classes, I'm like, you know, you're not only learning from me, I'm learning a lot from you guys. That's the way it has to be. I think that's one of the issues, too, with our society. You have so many people that think that they know it all, and it's like,
they can't
embrace anything that's different from their structure. You know, structures are... You're supposed to have some type of little structure, but you're also supposed to be able to enhance it, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes take away if you see that part of the structure isn't working, you know?
Oh, look, let me tell you something. This is completely off the subject, but you just said about people who think they never need to be taught anything, that they got everything together. I just saw somebody who prides herself on being Christian the other day on Facebook come out with something that was very inflammatory toward Monica Lewinsky, who's in the news again. And this person said, oh, well, I would never do that with a man, tra-la, tra-la. And I thought, you know what, if you're going to put yourself into a position of saying that you belong to God, you better watch what you're saying, because I remember there's a passage in the Bible that says, he who is without sin casts the first stone. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, people need to understand, don't they, Ronnie, that we are, until the day we die, all students here on this planet.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I'll tell you a story when we get back about Art Blakey, you know.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Look, I've got three songs that I intend to play. Now, one of them,
okay.
of course, is the aforementioned Baptism, but I also was very intrigued by Ashes, A Love That Could Have Been
yeah.
Had She Looked Within.
All right.
So, you want me to play that song, and you want to explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, how about you play it, and then I'll talk about it. I think that's
okay.
a good idea. Okay.
Very cool. This is something from the really satisfying CD called Heal by Band Barrage. We're talking to Ronnie Barrage right now on Hybrid Jazz. This is something from the CD. Here we go.
Thank you.
I am so intrigued by that song. That is from Band Barrage and Heal. Ashes, a love that could have been had she looked within. All right, Ronnie.
Okay, that
wow.
song deals with that song has, you know, what it deals with is personal situations. You know, my wife and I, before we married, we were both coming out of relationships with people that, you know, we thought we were in love with, where we were in love with at some point, but they were both like kind of bipolar situations because the people we were involved with had a lot of different issues that, you know, and we were talking about this too also with our society, how a lot of people just don't want to look at themselves, you know, and that same
yes.
that same thing, we had to look at ourselves and say, wait a minute, you know, is this something that we want to continue to pursue when it's not really a healthy situation? Or can we empower ourselves to get out of this situation? I mean, it's basically about that, you know what I mean? And you still have this, you know, you have those sweet moments in the relationship, but then you hear those thousands of different voices telling you different things, you know? So that's basically what that song is. Was dealing with all of that. And, you know, of course, you know, we have to empower ourselves and get out and heal ourselves to move on, to move forward, you know. So that's what that song is about. The musical influences, that an afterthought after I listened to that song were like, you know, Milton Nascimento and, you know, Michael Brecker and Jim Beard, who was the keyboard player with Michael. I hear some of their influences on me. Through that music, in hindsight, after I listened to it, after I composed it, I'm like, wow, you know, that sounds a little bit like something I probably could have gotten from them, you know. But I needed to compose that piece to move on, you know.
No,
that's
I think
what it's about.
That's beautiful. We have all been through those kinds of bipolar situations where, and actually the song is reflective of that tone. If you want to know the truth, it's like, okay, here or here, what do I do?
Right, exactly. And that's exactly what it was.
Man. And isn't that the best compliment in the world? You've actually said a few names. How wonderful is it for Jim Beard, who I know, who's been on the show, to hear something like that, or for, God rest his soul, Michael Brecker, who probably heard it a lot in his life. I find myself, Michael, when I've listened to you so much that you just can't help it. I mean, I'm not a musician, Ronnie, but I've always felt this. When you get involved with somebody's artistry, sometimes you don't know where you begin and they end, you know?
Oh, yeah, sure, sure. Yeah,
yeah.
And in my case, it's like, you know, being in close relation with the artists that I work with is definitely like that. I mean, I hope at some point, you know, they feel the same about my work. I know for sure with Willie and Jocko that they did, but they're no longer here to attest for it, you know, but...
Yeah.
But I wanted to also go into this story because we were talking about Each One Teach One. And
yeah.
I remember, you know, had just gotten with McCoy, we used to do we did several tours where either we would open up for Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers or Art Blakey would open up for us. It was like a vice versa thing going around different countries in the world. And I'll never forget, yeah, I mean, I loved Art Blakey as a young kid, just what he represented and turning out so many great musicians through the music, you know. Of course, Art Blakey had his other issues, but as a young musician, he never showed me any of those other things. You know, he was always about the music and the drums. And I remember we were in Italy, touring Italy. Like I said, one night we would open up for him. Next night, they would open up for us. And this one night, he came up and he said, Ronnie, I'm going to play Barrage style tonight. And I'm like 20 years old, you know, 19, 20. And I'm like, okay, what do you mean by that? So, and I had been working on something a certain way that I go around the drum set, you know. So I'm standing on the side of the stage, like always, you know, watching the great Art Blakey. And he does this drum roll around the drum set, and he looks at me and he sticks his tongue, and it was like the exact thing that I had been working on. And it was just like, oh, man. I was just floored. I was like, look at him. He did that like it was nothing. And I'm, you know, I'm struggling like all the time, but we had that kind of thing, you know. So I would start saying, okay, I'm going to swing like you tonight, Buhana. You know, we just played like that, but it was, and the thing about it is that, you know, we were actually, you know, teaching one another, and it's just that humility coming from someone like him who had done so much already, you know, it was so inspiring to me.
I try
to keep that relationship with my students, you know, of all ages. I'm like, man, you know, you're learning from it, but I'm learning from you too. So we have to keep that type of understanding and mentality. Respectful.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, because, look, you know, there's so much to say about this. We could actually spend an hour talking about this one subject. But everybody, you know, you put like 20 bass people who play the bass in a room. You put 20 drummers into a room or 20 guitarists, and everybody has something different about them that sparkles. Everybody has something in them that draws somebody else to them. So,
yes.
I mean, that's so magic. You can't even explain it. So people spend so much energy getting upset about what somebody has that maybe they don't have.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's a different kind of gift entirely, you know?
Definitely. Yeah, totally. Yeah, and you can't, you know, I try to instill into my students, you can't get frustrated. Your mind is already computing the things that you want to do. You know, you just try it. When you get a little bit hung up, move on to something else, come back to it, and it's going to be there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good teaching. That's real good, because you're taking stress off of these kids, and these kids are majorly stressed these days.
Oh, they are. Yeah, unbelievably.
Gosh. You know, we had a lot of stuff going on in our lives when we were going to school, Ronnie, but I'm not sure it was like that. I mean, these days there are so many choices, and it's bombarding you all the time with what you should do or what you shouldn't do. It's got to be tough. I mean, my son is 22. He's going to community college. He'll be going to another school afterwards. And I see him. Some things he reveals, some things he does not reveal, because it's just personal stuff. But it's a factor every day. What is it like in 2014 to be a guy? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. That is funny. That's deep what you just talked about, because, you know, I'm in this phase now where I'm looking at as many documentaries as I can in terms of the style that I want for mine, and grabbing little bits and pieces from the research. And my wife and I looked at this documentary last night called Ung Hong Hero. It was based off a true issue where he proposed to his girlfriend, and she said she wouldn't marry him because he had a small member.
Oh my gosh!
He travels the globe trying to, enhance himself. And it's like, you know, after when it's all said and done, it's like, you know what? I just got to find somebody who loves me for what I got, you know. But it's just
wow.
Funny. All of the stress, like you said, people put so much different stress on themselves to try to accommodate others, or
yes.
You know what I mean? And it's like, you need to accommodate one entity, and that's a higher entity that made us all, and then
yes.
You just move forward from there. Anything else is going to fall into place.
Oh, you said a mouthful. Anytime we put another human being on a pedestal, we get ourselves in trouble, don't we?
Definitely. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Woo! Man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, look, I'm so tickled that you're going to be doing this show. I'm thrilled that you told me, because it's hard to keep up with who's going to be where at these different venues. Bethesda Blues and Jazz is going to be just the right kind of outlet for the band. Honestly, you're going to love it, Ronnie.
Oh, yeah, we're feeling good about it. I hope so. I actually have a a number of fans down in that area. That's why I'm so glad that you were able to allow me to talk. I'm hoping that a lot of the people hear it and come to support not just the club, but obviously the band, you know. And it's also, you know, we're doing it like a CD release because the CD has just come out. So anytime we're playing in another area, you know, it's going to be a celebration, you know, and a healing celebration. So please, you guys listening, if you can't make the show May 29th, it's from 7 to 10:30 or 11, just tell folks, let everybody know, because you're going to have an awesome experience.
For sure. Yep. And this is the cool thing about that particular venue. You know, when it first came to be a couple of years ago, folks were maybe a little unsure as to how it would do because it's in the shadow of Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. What it basically is a reconverted movie theater. Well, it has done so well because the unique kinds of acts, different kinds of acts that need to be in some place in an area like that in Bethesda that gets it. Honestly, the acts have been so superior, and the food is great, by the way. Food is great.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. So I'm looking forward to that, too, because it's going to be a long day for me driving down there, doing the sound check and everything, and then having to, you know, I'm trying to decide if I'm going to just stay a night, but we probably can't because we have a 12-year-old son. We got to get ready for school the next day and be home, et cetera. You know how it is. It's being an artist and also a family man. You have to make sacrifices and just, you know, pray that God gives you enough sleep to catch up.
Or energy. Right. I get it. Well, listen, now is your chance. Please wax poetic about who you're going to have with you this particular night.
Yes, Van Barrage consists of the wonderful, sweet sounds and lovely voice of Chanel Johns. She's hails out of Connecticut. She just moved to New York. Yay, she's closer.
She
graduated from the Hart School of Music, the school that Jackie McLean started up in Connecticut. So she's an awesome musician. She's my vocalist. She's young, and she's incredible. I mean, she sounds like she's been around forever, but the good thing is that each time we perform, I can hear that she's been working and learning more and more. She's just incredible. Anything I play for her, she sings it right back. She's just an awesome musician. So we have Chanel Johns on vocals. We have out of Philadelphia two of the great young players there, Mr. Rick Tate. He plays Ee-wee, which any musicians, they know that Michael Brecker made that famous as the electronic wind instrument. He plays Ee-wee, and he also plays alto saxophone. And so he's going to be performing the winds for us. And then we have Nimrod Speaks, who... Oh, and by the way, on the recording, there's compositions from both of those young men on there. Great compositions.
Yes, I see,
Nimrod plays acoustic and electric bass. He also plays the organ. So when we have concert situations where there's a Hammond B3, you will also hear him on that because he comes up out of the church and he has it all all together. So
bless
he's
going to
be performing on bass. And then the prolific guitarist of Eric Slaughter, who's from St. Louis, my hometown. He's been rocking it with all kind of people, rhythm blues players, funk players, jazz. He's coming all the way in from St. Louis. So we have to pack the house so that we can get back and he can have enough money for gas and flights. But he's an amazing player, as I'm sure you can attest to from the CD. He's awesome.
The
new CDs he's got, we're going to be featuring a couple of his compositions.
That's great. And look, I have to tell you, we have a phone. We have somebody waiting. And the 860 area code I'm not necessarily familiar with. So you want to take a chance?
I think that's Chanel in Connecticut.
Oh, is it? Okay, let's see.
They were all supposed to call in.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see if this is Chanel. Hey, is this Chanel? Hello?
Hello.
There
hey, that's Chanel.
Chanel! Awesome! Chanel,
hi,
look, let me tell you. I am so excited about your voice because I'm thankful to Ronnie that I now know about you because you just almost got me to my knees when I heard
what?
You say. Yes. Oh, my.
That's crazy.
That is the truth. You are just you're a cut above, and you're a young woman. Oh, my God, if you're young, what are you going to be like in the next several years? Jeez.
Old? What are you talking about? I am so old.
You are not old. Don't even start that.
Please.
Don't be trying that stuff. I don't want nobody to know my age kind of crap.
Well, listen, how did you two meet, Chanel? I mean, gosh, Ronnie was just waxing poetic about you. How did you and Ronnie meet?
I caught the tail end of that. Thank you, Ronnie. Those compliments were so nice. Thank
you.
Oh,
come on. You know how I feel about it.
Oh, I love it, too. No, I had a professor in high school, Dr. McLean's son, a wonderful saxophonist, mentor, educator, and he happened to put me on my first gig in New York and in Brooklyn at this place called Sister's Place. It's Brooklyn,
yeah.
Right, Ronnie?
Yep,
Sister's Place. Yep, okay. And Ronnie happened to be on the gig, and I didn't know. I mean, I wasn't familiar with who Ronnie was at the time. So, of course, I'm like this nervous little girl and getting ready to sing a couple of these tunes with these masters, you know, at jazz. And I guess Ronnie liked what he heard.
I guess
year
so.
Later, I swear, it was he took my number down, and I'm like, man, he's not going to call me, whatever. I guess like a couple months or a year later, he calls me up. He's like, hey, Smith, Ronnie, man, I want to, and you know, I love the performance at Sister's Place. You want to be part of my band? Here's what it is. Here's the music. Here's the dates. And I'm like, ah. Oh, my God.
That is something.
Absolutely. And it
oh.
was just, you know, the stars were aligned, and it was a perfect fit. I've loved it ever since. Great time.
Man, well, look, there's certainly some chemistry happening with the band. No joke. It just seems like one of these charmed, have-to-be situations. It was meant to be. That's all I can say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Every
definitely.
Single last player was meant to be in the band. It's wonderful.
And I wish he was here, but look, I'm so intrigued by the name Nimrod Speaks. I mean, I... almost couldn't get past that. What?
Yeah, he just texted me. I'm like, you better hurry up and call in because the show's almost over.
Well, the show is not almost over, but the hour is almost over. And
right.
I mean, is he going to call?
Yeah.
He
said he was. You know, everybody is, you know, if he doesn't make it, you know, there'll be another time, I'm sure, because, Trish, you've been awesome. I need to give a quick shout-out, too, to Gary Ellaby. Because if it wasn't for him, you know, I wouldn't have reached out to you. And I'm so
really?
Thankful that you were open to that, to having me on your show. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, gosh, Gary Ellerby just celebrated his birthday. He is the absolute bomb, isn't he? He's great.
Oh, he is. He's great. Such a wonderful guy.
Oh, well, you know, I didn't know it was Gary who was the one who suggested this. So thank you to Gary Ellerby. That is definitely WEAA's loss over there, not having him.
Yes, yes. I didn't want to say that, but I'm glad you
yes.
did. But we all
no.
know the truth. Anybody who knows this music knows that for sure.
That is for sure. And,
yeah.
you know, the more that we see these jazz stations pull away from the full-time format and go into different mm. day parts, the more we lament having these folks on the air who knew what the heck they were talking mm. about.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
yeah.
He's a serious historian of music. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yep.
he sure is. Oh, my gosh. And this is such great timing, Chanel, because... we saved baptism till last, you know.
Oh, man, baptism.
Yes.
This piece right here. There's just something about this piece. From the moment Ronnie showed it to us, you know, to me, I was like, wow, this is going to be the one, the single.
Really? Is that what you said?
No, I told him it was my favorite song.
Wow.
He didn't believe me.
It definitely, your voice conveyed it. The song itself is so wonderful. And then your voice conveys, like, almost, you know what it reminded me of? Honestly, I jumped back to the 60s, and I was hearing Sam Cooke, A Change Is Gonna Come.
Wow.
Ooh, now that
wow.
is a great compliment there.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Wow, thank you so much.
Thank you. Wow.
Oh, yes, yeah. Indeed. This is a pretty monumental song, and I'm just so tickled that this region is going to get a chance to experience all of you, and that energy on stage is going to be scary good. Whoa.
Yeah. Hey, Trish, yeah. would this be archived so that folks can hear it at a later time?
It will be archived almost immediately after the show ends. It will pop up on my page automatically, and you can
awesome.
Always dip back and hear it. So, yeah, it's good to go. You just plaster that thing everywhere, baby.
Oh, I am. Trust me. I mean, Chanel will let you know. I let the world know about stuff that we do.
Oh, he absolutely does. Yes.
That is
and
that's
plus,
great.
My mom,
well,
you know, my mom and my wife, they were working, so they're going to want to hear it. Yep.
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah. And I would tell anybody who's listening live or in the chat room or listening later, this CD is so cool. What is the best way to get a hold of the CD so people can support you monetarily and during live shows, Ronnie? What can we do?
The best thing to do is to go to ronniebarrage.biz, RONNIEBURRAGE.BIZ. It is also available at ReverbNation/BandBarrage. It's also
okay.
available on Amazon under Band Barrage and Ronnie Barrage. It's also available on iTunes. However, it's always best to support the artists the best through their sites because then there's
yes.
no middleman fees, and we need every cent. Trust me.
I hear it. I hear it. Absolutely. Look, I'm about to delve into a website myself, and it's been taking a little longer than usual. But look, I'm all about artists getting every cent via their website and not through anybody else trying to take a nickel from you. So I hear
yeah,
that.
Yeah, in the long
and
run,
Chanel,
they take much more than nickels, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Chanel, you have to keep in touch, too, because there seems to be something in the wind that we're going to be hearing from you. And in any endeavor that we can hear, let's do our best to support you, okay?
Absolutely. Thank
okay.
you.
Sure.
Thank you.
My pleasure. It is, especially when it comes to talent like this, and there's a hybrid nature about the talent. Actually, this is what I said about you, Ronnie, and about the music. It's essentially free jazz in an intimate relationship with hybrid.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Nice.
That's a good way to put it.
Quote
yeah, I like that.
That's good. Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, listen, we're going to end this with baptism, and any time that you've got something to pass along, we'll make sure that we put the event page up for your gig happening at Bethesda Blues Jazz. Folks want tickets, they go to BethesdaBluesJazz.com. Take you through the month of May. You'll find Band Barrage and get your tickets, whatever you want to do. Make sure you support this band. There.
Yes, thank you so much. And I'll be talking to you soon, Trish. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Thank you, Trish.
Thank
you. Thank
you, Chanel. You're a doll, and you're an amazing singer. I'm so glad Ronnie has you.
Thanks. Oh, I'm happy to have him.
I'll bet. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy the sunshine.
Yes, okay.
Yes.
You too. All righty.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Ronnie. Band Barrage. Oh, that was just so much fun to have Ronnie and Chanel there. This is Baptism from the group CD called Heal on Hybrid Jazz. Get ready.
living God. Trust me. My love is everlasting. Everlasting. Oh, yeah. Rest in
This is Hybrid Jazz.
Of champagne, you go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy blue, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a whiskey or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea cast a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see it never can be? You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise like a summer with a thousand lies. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. This heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head.
I said this on Twitter, and Bobby is going to laugh. Mary is probably going to laugh harder because she looks at the Facebook pages and the Twitter pages before he does. But seriously, hearing that song, this is from 1996 from Blue Condition, Bobby Caldwell, his interpretation of You Go to My Head, it's like, for those of us who remember, we used to have drive-in movies, and when we would go to the drive-in movies, it was sometimes not to see the movie, but depending on who you were with, you rolled up the windows and you had a lot of kissing going on, so you steamed up the windows, and That's what that song reminds me of. Woo! So good. Bobby Caldwell. Look, this is amusing. Go to Google when you're looking up Bobby Caldwell. Funniest thing. On the right-hand side of the screen, you'll see various pictures of Bobby, but the main picture that somebody at Google thought was Bobby Caldwell was young Mark Harmon. I don't get that. Mark Harmon, of course, from NCIS, but this is a much earlier edition of Mark Harmon. Somebody got Bobby Caldwell and Mark completely confused. Whew! Bobby is going to be for Mother's Day weekend in Wisconsin at the Pabst Theater on the 10th. So that's tomorrow. And then he's going to be at the Jacksonville Jazz Festival next weekend. That's going to be hot. A lot of really cool people are in Jacksonville next week. And then he's going to be at Scholars in Boston. BobbyCaldwell.com has all of that information. Such a treat to hear him. And look, I have to say I'm so tickled because this has been hit or miss for a while. We are now actually friends on Facebook. It took a while to get there. I had to defriend some people so I could make room for Bobby. I really wanted he and I to be friends because we get along so well, and having spent some time with him, it's always a beautiful scenario. So Bobby, thank you for accepting my friendship. Mary Lou Williams, we heard, from 1964. Ah, what a version of It Ain't Necessarily So. One of the best. Somebody said this before me, but I'll pass it along. A criminally underrated pianist, composer, arranger, master of most anything that had been on a keyboard. Just beautiful. Born on May the 8th, 1910, left us on May 28th, 1981. In 1956, this is a small part of her story, but a significant one. In 56, she converted to Roman Catholicism. Now, for the next several years, she spent a great deal of time catering to those in the Bel Canto Foundation. What that was, it was a Catholic endeavor to get musicians back on their feet who were suffering from addiction. So she got immersed into a different way of life that had been in her life, being a jazz musician and a mentor and someone who was a disc jockey who had her own radio show and working for Duke Ellington, being his friend. He worshipped her, arranging for him and for Benny Goodman. She was just too awesome for words. So the track that you heard is from Black Christ of the Andes. And the reference is to St. Martin de Porre, who I had heard about since I was in Catholic grade school. And he was just an exceptional human being, a saint, because many people ascribed miracles to him. He was rock bottom poor. His father was a Spanish nobleman, and his mother had been a slave. So he was basically interracial and was scorned, ridiculed, reviled. And he pulled himself out of the depths of despair of poverty and that scorn to become this amazing person who God touched even when he was living. There was an example of this. He was praying at the altar, and the altar became ablaze. I don't think the flames touched him, but they touched everybody around him. He was just the most giving person. He was much like Mother Teresa. But St. Martin even went this extra distance, because you can imagine the times that he lived in. Whew! He actually gave up his bed to people who suffered from leprosy and had open sores and no one else in society wanted to touch. St. Martin just completely gave of himself, and he died at the age of 59, and miracles have never stopped happening when people put their attention to him. It's really something else. So Mary Lou Williams wanted to make sure that he was not forgotten. And the music on this album is just so crazy. You have to pick it up and maybe listen to it this weekend for Mother's Day. Pick it up for Mother's Day for your mom. Let's get to some more music, shall we? Ooh, I just went off there because I think that Ronnie Barrage got to me too. That was wonderful. Baptism. Oh, that was such a great song. Chanel Johns on vocals. Rick Tate, Eric Slaughter, Nimrod Speaks. Love that name. And Ronnie Barrage in Band Barrage. So nice to have Ronnie and Chanel on the show. All right, let's see. We've got 35 minutes to go. I wanted to make sure we got to this. This is a young keyboard player from Armenia. He works frequently with Matthew Shell, whose name you know on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. You heard us play a song that Matthew, what did he do? He got a stable of talent to make this inspirational song, inspired by his wife, Tara, to come to pass. So there is a vocal arrangement of My Baby, and there is, especially for Hybrid Jazz, this is what Matthew did. This is what Vahagan Stepanian did for us. He put together a piano piece of My Baby. Get ready for this. This is a breath of fresh air. You can just feel the joy in these fingers. Thank you.
She does know how to sell a song, doesn't she? That's Lynn Fidmont. Oof. Here he is. The Flourish at the end. From Flow 2006. And that's not Flow. Hey, how you doing, hon? What can I give you today? You want your regular cup of coffee? You want some soup to go along? No, it's F-L-O-W, Flow. You Are Loved, the name of that. Lynn Fidmont, who is always having an adventure or two. If you go to her Facebook page, you would not believe there are a few pictures of her with Steven Tyler, who apparently thinks the world of Lynn. They're all hugged up in a few pictures. So she's just done a stint with him. And, of course, the names that Lynn has associated herself with through the years, Patty Austin, Phil Collins, Bill Withers, the Crusaders, the late, great Lou Rawls, and Carl Anderson, all had such wonderful things to say about her, including George Duke, who you probably heard say some great things about Lynn. She was very tickled about that. Great gal, great singer, and man, I just... so sorry I didn't get a chance to see her at Blues Alley around Christmas time. It was just too crazy. Talking to Yolanda in the chat room and trying to figure something out. Maybe if somebody hears this, maybe they'll make that come to pass. But there has been talk lately of a few of us moving to a certain location. So I'm thinking to myself, wouldn't it be cool to have a network of women who actually promote jazz in different parts of an area. Wouldn't that be cool? I'm just thinking outside of the box now. This is just a new idea. But I'm just thinking that it would be great to have women who promote jazz and one gives a heads up to another about who is coming, and then the other person gives a heads up to the next person. I think it's supposed to work out that way. We'll just have to talk more about that. Gato Barbieri, of course, Gato means the cat. Argentinian-born and fascinating background. Worked with Don Cherry, did a lot of free jazz, avant-garde, film recording, Latin jazz. I love this story. I just read this morning. Gato Barbieri will be 82 this year, and he tells a story about his mom. His mom wanted Gato and his brother to work with their hands, so she got them involved in playing instruments. Gato said she was so tremendous, she knew that there was something special about our hands. So she wanted us to be able to make a living with them. Amazing. Europa, Earth's Cry, Heaven's Smile, the Carlos Santana song from Caliente in 1976. That's what you heard. We heard two Vahagn Stepanian. Love to say it. Armenian-born keyboardist, composer, arranger, producer, the Matthew Shell-inspired song for his wife Tara called My Baby, something brand new. And Vahagn has his own website. And actually, this is how his name is spelled, Vahagn Stepanyan. So look him up. Support him. He's got his own album out called Journey, but he works a lot with Matthew Shell. They actually, from Armenia to the U.S., go back and forth. It's quite lovely. Let's see if we have time for a couple of songs, please. I don't know if I'm supposed to play this or not. They're going for ads next week, but I got a hold of it, so I'm going to play it from the forthcoming CD, Fountain of Youth. The Rippingtons, featuring Russ Freeman. This is called North Shore. See if your mind goes on vacation when you do this song. Just let it flow. Thank you, Lynn Fidmont.
North Shore from the Rippingtons. Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Listen and gather round me, children, children of a mother whose life lifted up love. Listen and gather round me, children, children of a mother whose life lifted a peace, a mother who taught all of her children to love and be loved by each other. Holding your sister's hand as she walks across life and look out for each other. Carry your brother's load. Mother
a mother who taught all of her children to love and be loved by each other. Hold your baby sister's hand as she walks across life and look out for each other. Carry your brother's load, don't you ever, ever betray him. Go to the store, my grandma's a pound of love. I believe it's on sale. Of a mother whose life lifted up love. Listen, gather around me, children. Children of a mother whose life lifted up hope. A mother who taught all of her children to love and be loved by each other. Hold your baby sister's hand as she walks across life and look out for each other. Carry your brother's load. Don't you ever, ever betray him. Go to the store, my grandmama, pound of love. Oh, listen. Gather around me, children. Children of a mother. Children of a mother whose life lifted a peace. A mother who taught all of her children to love and be loved by each other. Hold your sister's hand as she walks across the life and look out for each other. Carry your brother low, don't you ever, ever betray him. Go to the store, my grandmama, pound of love. Listen, 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 who's alive, lift it up.
me.
Gregory Porter, closing out the show as only he could do. That's Mother's Song from not Liquid Spirit, not the debut of his in 2010, but from Be Good in 2012. Isn't that something? Gregory Porter, just loving the idea of him being so impassioned about his mom, who was a minister, and raised him on her own, essentially, and lots of stories about that. He is mindful of the fact that he got the power of her soul infused into him, and this is why he's making such an amazing living as a singer. He is playing everywhere. I don't know of anybody who's got the schedule he does, honest to gosh. Gregory Porter is going to be at the Newport Jazz Festival, Playboy Jazz, the Howard Theater in D.C., but these are just the states gigs that he has. He's playing all over the globe. It's mind-blowing. I don't know how he is able to keep a personal life because, I mean, I get worried about these guys and gals who are on the road so much, but he must love it. And everybody loves him, that's for sure. Woo! We also heard the Rippingtons. You know, they've been playing like 28 years together. Phew. Brand new, North Shore, from the forthcoming Fountain of Youth that's going to be released on June the 10th. Now, Fountain of Youth is more or less ascribed to Ponce de Leon. De Leon, if you will, who was the discoverer who made some significant forays into Florida. How about it? The Fountain of Youth. Actually, I was there at the site some years ago. It's unlike any kind of water there in whatever the location of that place in Florida is. It's not like nothing you've ever touched or tasted before. So maybe that's the reason when people say, Trish, you haven't aged a year since we saw you 30 years ago. Maybe that was it. I don't know, but it's really amazing. So I guess Russ Freeman is going to explore that kind of territory. You know what I mean? Yeah. Can't wait to hear the CD. We love the Rippingtons. Oh, yes, we do. Thanks to Yolanda, who joined me today consistently from start to finish. Different folks came and went. And I know that Kathy in Naples was listening. Sometimes we have anonymous guests. They don't necessarily have names. Thank you to Ronnie Barrage from the amazing band Barrage. Heal, the name of the CD. If you are planning to be in Bethesda later on in the month, you might want to go to BethesdaBluesJazz.com and pick up tickets to see band Barrage. It's going to be really something. Coming up for you, let us tell you this, just one show next week. Yes, Grace Kelly will be with us, and I imagine that my buddy, Federico Gonzalez Pena will be with us too. An amazing musician who's going to be at the Living Well next Friday. We'll be talking more about that. We'll be talking to folks like this in the weeks to come. Jackie Joyner, Michael Pope, Michael Linkton. Yes, going to have some significant folks here on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thank you so much for joining us on this special Friday. It's usually Tuesdays and Thursdays, but not next Thursday because we're going to go see Bruce Springsteen in Hershey, Pennsylvania next Wednesday. Yeah. So, and we'll be looking to see if we can make the trip to Florida to scout some things out before the end of the month or early in June. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Have a happy Mother's Day. Be safe. Be happy. Thank you.